Now, and you got to get comfortable with that. You got to get comfortable with saying, I am the righteousness of God created in Christ Jesus. Say that now. Say, I'm the righteousness of God created in Christ Jesus. See that? So when the devil try to tell you that you are nobody, that you done messed up so bad that God can't use you, you got to be able to talk back to the devil and say, no, indeed, I am the righteousness of God created in Christ Jesus. That when he died for me, he secured my righteousness. Okay? Now, we are the righteousness of God created in Christ Jesus. The way that we walk in God's righteousness, now this is where we're going to start teaching that, is for our lives to be perfected by the love of Christ that is in us. All right, now this is where the rubber meets the road. Living the right life. This is what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about loving people you don't like. Okay? That's it. It's going to be a little surgery, so stay still, so I won't cut nothing I ain't supposed to. All right? Loving people you don't like. How many of y'all righteous again? Let me see the righteous folks. No, come on, don't play with me now. How many of y'all righteous? Let me see, okay, that's the righteous people, all right. So the Lord says now, if now you are the righteousness of God, watch this, and see this is how good God is. He give us the keys and then let us grow into it. He said, I'm going to let you call yourself righteous when you're not righteous, and then I'm going to grow you into that righteousness. And that's what all of us are doing. We're growing it. See, when we perfect the love of God in our life, this is how we grow in righteousness. We move from faith to faith, from glory to glory, and even so, from righteousness to righteousness. We must embrace a new level of righteousness in our lives, even in this year of experiencing new. Even in this year of 2010 where we're going to win, we have to say, God, I want to be even more righteous. I want my love to be perfected. See that? I want my love to be perfected. I want my love to be perfected. Now you're saying, Pastor, how can you say I can love people that I don't like? Well, there's a distinct difference between liking somebody and loving somebody. God says, I never commanded you to like people, but I have commanded you to love people. See, now that's very hard because watch this, there are various reasons why we may not like people. Oh, there's a gambit. Some of them are valid, some of them are invalid. Some of us, we don't like people because of what they've done to us. Because of what they've done to us. And it's impossible to live in this world without getting offended by somebody. If you married in here, it's impossible to be married and not to be offended. Okay, go with me in your Bible to Luke chapter 17. I want to see this. Luke chapter 17 and verse number 1. Because you're going to have some people in life that you just don't like. Come on now, huh? Come on. How many of y'all in this room right now, you say, man, I got some people, I don't like them. Mm-hmm. I got some people at school, I don't like. Got some people at work, I don't like. You know, and if I could be real honest, Pastor, I got some people in church, in this church, that I just don't like. And let me tell you something, I got some people in this church I don't like either. But God never commanded me to like y'all, he commanded me to love y'all. No, for real, I got some of y'all that I don't want to go to your house. I don't want you over at my house. That's liking, see, that's how I feel. See, let me explain this because y'all all messed up. Because you think that just because you love somebody, you got to like them. No, that ain't the case. Who told you that? I ain't got, no, Jesus commanded me to love. See, my liking you dealing with how I feel about you. You see what I'm saying? This is how I feel. No, God says, I ain't worrying about your feelings. Because he never commands us to feel. He commands us to love. See, and your love deals with your actions. Your liking deals with your feelings. I got a lot of people that I love, but I don't like. Because I'm commanded to love you. Listen, the Bible says in the book of Romans that we should owe no man nothing but to love him. But to love him. And it's impossible to go through our life and say, I like everybody. You a lie. No, because we dislike people we don't even know. They got actors. Some of y'all be like, you know, I just don't like Tyler Perry. You ain't never met Tyler Perry. And we got people like that. We got people we don't even know, but we already have a feeling about them. And it can be personality. It can be a gambit of things, but that's just how you feel. See, Lord, how do I love people I don't like? See, and this is what this righteousness is all about. When we talk about perfecting the love of Jesus Christ. Look at your neighbor and say, I like you, though. I like you, though. You cool. You cool. I'm going to start on your row. Amen. Say, you cool. You cool. You all right. You all right. All right. Look what Jesus says. Jesus is talking here. This is going to be a teaching that's going to bless you. Jesus is talking in Luke 17 and 1. This is what he said. Then he said to his disciples, it is impossible that no offense should come. Look what he's telling us. Look, y'all, it's impossible for you to live your life and nobody offend you. There's going to be some people that offend you. They offend you with their words. How many of y'all got people that just don't know what to say? They offend you with their actions. They may have harmed you. They may have done you wrong. They may have taken advantage of you. But that has nothing to do, Jesus is saying, with the love that you show towards them. This is what C.S. Lewis said. C.S. Lewis, who was, he's a notorious author on Christian topics, especially on prayer. He says, don't waste your time wondering if you like somebody when you really don't. He says, just act as if you do. I know you're saying that's hypocritical. No, it's not. I'm going to play. He says, don't waste your time wondering if you like somebody when you really don't like them. He says, just act as if you do, because the great secret of the Christian life is perfected love. And see, this is why some of y'all are so uncomfortable with this teaching, is because we don't understand perfected love. He says, it's perfective love. He says, when we act in love, we'll start liking them more. Let that sink in. He said, don't play no games with yourself. When you don't like them, you just don't like them. But he says, act. He didn't say pretend. He says, act as if you do. Which means that just because I don't like you, don't give me a reason to treat you bad. See, because there's a difference between, watch this, liking Keontae and loving Keontae. Did I say your name right? Okay. He see that? There's a difference. There's a difference. See, because I'm a Christian, I'm obligated to love him. But I'm not obligated to like him. And this is what happens in our life. Go with me to Luke chapter number 6. Some of y'all going to get delivered tonight in the name of Jesus. Yeah, because I had to get delivered. But I'm cool now. I'm straight. I can love all y'all. And some of y'all I like. I love the kids. All right, team ministry. I love the kids. Pastor, love the kids. All right. It's your parents I can't stand. No, I'm just saying. I'm just playing. Don't tell your mama that. Amen. Luke chapter number 6. Watch this. Loving people you don't like. See, he's dealing with righteousness now. See, he's dealing with righteousness, growing in love. Because you're going to get offended. Okay? Yeah, sometimes, you know what? I offend my congregation. And sometimes my congregation offend me. But we still got to love each other. See, and it's impossible to live in a world, watch this, where you like everybody. It's impossible to live in a house with a spouse and you like them all the time. If you married and you say, I like them all, you a lie. Because sometimes they're going to do some stuff that you just don't like. And you're going to ask yourself, why in the world? See, you ain't been married long enough if you ain't asked that question. But see, my love towards Lady Abraham ain't got nothing to do with what I feel towards her. See that? It's an obligation that I have out of love. Are you following what the Lord is saying today? Look what Jesus says. I want you to see this, and I want you to read it. Because y'all, you know, you might not believe what I say, but you'll believe what you say. Look what he says in Luke 6 and 27. Ready, set, read. Stop right there. First of all, you got to be able to hear this. He ain't talking about hearing with your ears. Jesus is teaching now. He's talking about hearing with your spirit. Touch your ears right now. Say, Lord, let me hear. Lord, let me hear. Come on, watch out. Watch how this culminates. Watch how this message just crescendo. Glory be to God. I feel anointing on this right now. Some of y'all are going to get liberated. He says, but I say to you who hear, watch this, because you, if you don't hear, this ain't going to make no sense to you. Touch your ears again. Say, Lord, let me hear. That wasn't everybody. Say it. Say, Lord, let me hear. Because Jesus is letting you know, if you don't hear this, if you don't have ears to hear, what he's about to tell you is going to be the stupidest stuff you ever heard. But if you got a heart to hear, it's going to make sense. Look what he says. Love your enemies. See, I told you you had to have ears to hear. And do good to those who hate you. You got to have an ear to hear that. Go to the next verse. Look what he says in the next verse. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who dog you out. See, watch this. He ain't say like them. Watch this, y'all. Look what he says in verse 29. He says, to him who strikes you on one cheek, he's making a point here, offer the other also. And for him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. He's making a point. Don't get caught up with what he's trying to do. He's trying to make a point. He's trying to say, there's going to be some people that offend you. There's going to be some people that strike you. May not be with their hand. He said, watch this. Look at this point he's trying to make. He says, give to everyone who asks, and for him who takes away your goods, don't even ask for it back. Boy, see, you got to have, touch your ears, say, let me have ears to hear. Let me have ears to hear. Because, see, this don't make sense to that carnal you. He says, and just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. I told y'all supposed to be reading. Back up to verse 27. Y'all got to read this. I want you to hear this. 27. All right, ready, set, read. Uh-huh. Next verse. Ready, read. Wow. Ready, read. Ready, read. Ready, read. Listen. I want y'all to get the spirit of what he's saying. He ain't trying to say if somebody come in your house and steal your TV to give them the DVD player too. That's really not what he's trying to say. What he's trying to say is, watch this, as Christians, we have to grow up enough to know that people are going to do us wrong. But he's trying to say it doesn't justify the love that you have for them. That's going to make sense in a moment. Watch this. He says, but if you love those who love you, Christians, what credit is that for you? You don't get no brownie points because you love me and you like me. He says, you don't get no cool points with God because you love somebody that love you back. Look what he says in the name. He says, for even the sinners do that. They do that in the world. They look out for their own. Look what he says in the next verse. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love people who love them. But you just raised your hand and said, you're righteous. Well, watch this. He says, and if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that? For even sinners lend money to other sinners to receive as much back. Watch what he's saying. This is what he's saying, y'all. He's saying that when people offend you, this is the liberating part, they can't hurt you. They can't stop you. The only way they can stop you is not if they take your coat. It's not if they take your tunic. It's not if they get your money. The way they can hurt you is if they get your love. It's when they can get you to come down from God's level and fight on their level. And I don't know about you, but you can have anything in my life, but you ain't getting my joy. You ain't getting my peace. You're not getting all of that. Why? Because the righteousness that I have is going to require me to love you. Are y'all receiving that today? Lift that hand and say, Lord, help me to love people that I don't like. You ain't got to like them. You got to love them. And I guarantee you, if you just keep loving them, you might start liking them. See, Jesus commands the will to act and not the emotions to feel. Love is about our actions and not about our feelings. And we'll never grow in God if we only love those whom we like or those whom we just feel comfortable towards. You never grow in God. You never grow in God if all you can do is love people who you like. God says, no, this year you got to walk in newness. This year, watch this, and let me tell you how you know you're growing in righteousness. It's when other people look at you and say, you crazy. Because if that was me, see, that's the telltale sign to know when you're growing in God, when other people don't understand your righteousness. See, they don't understand that when other people do stuff for me towards evil, that I know that God's going to work that out for my good. See, you did it to burn me, but God going to make that bless me. And could what you be going through be a test of your righteousness? A test of the love that's on the inside of you? He says, don't render evil for evil. God says, I'm the one. I'm going to repay everybody. He says, but what I'm causing you to do is I'm causing you to love them. Okay? Love them. Your coworker, love them. But they don't like me. I don't care. If my grandmother was here, my great-grandmother, she's going home to be with the Lord, she'll say, kill them with kindness. Yes, kill them with kindness. Don't come down to their level. Just keep on smiling. Yeah. You know why? Because, baby, I got something that you can't take away from me. I got something that you can't touch. I don't care how mean, how dirty you talk to me. I got something that you can't put your hands on. So how do I do this? How do I perfect this love? How do I perfect this love? Because some of us, the Lord is saying, this is your year to grow up. Even in the church, you're not going to be able to work with people in ministry that you like all the time. Okay? Everybody in this church, you're not going to like. And as this church gets larger, there's going to be more people in here that you don't like. And if you try to go to a church where you like everybody, you're going to be in a church of one. See, I can't go to Beacon Light because they be, no, you ain't going to like everybody here. I'm the pastor and I don't like everybody. God ain't asking us to like them. But that should not affect my love towards you. Are y'all feeling what I'm saying in this place today? And that's what the Lord is saying. You're not going to like everybody at your job. And if you keep letting the devil, all he got to do is send somebody you don't like to make you quit. To make you go to the, I got to get away from them demons on that job. I got to get, no. Well, what you think going to be at the next job? Yeah. Yeah. See, I got to leave that church because they got them demons in that church. I can't go down every, and ain't none of them right. What church you going to go to where everybody right? As long as you getting fed, baby, you shouldn't be worrying about nothing else. Yeah. See, it's a hard thing. It's a heart thing. That's what it is. It's a heart. It's a heart thing. And we have to grow to the point to where I got people that I know don't mean me no good, but I still love them. See, that's how you know you're growing. Because 5 years ago, I slap you. That's with an extra SL. So how do you do that? How do you do that? How do you do that? Y'all get that? Slap you. Y'all got it. Y'all heard it in the spirit. I ain't even got to say it. Amen. See that? Jesus says it's impossible. It's impossible that no offense come to you. It's impossible that your feelings don't get hurt. It's impossible that you're going to live a life or you're going to be around other people and they not say something stupid. Because how many of you know people will say something stupid? And you know why? You know people can say something stupid? Because sometimes you say something stupid. See, we don't ever deal with that reality. If we're going to grow in this love, my time's running. If we're going to grow, number one, hear this, everybody, we have to be committed to forgiving. Mm-hmm. See, we don't like that word there. But do you know that forgiveness is a part of our faith? Do you know that the only way you can just raise your hand about 13 minutes ago and say that you are righteous is because Jesus had to first forgive you?
Amen.
See, forgiveness is a part of our faith. It's part of who we are. So we should be often ready to forgive. You learned it in Sunday school. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. What?
And forgive
us, God, as we forgive those. And what I take from that is the only justification that you have of not forgiving is if that you don't need God to forgive you of anything. The only justification for harboring things and holding on to it. Because you do know forgiveness is not for the person who offended you. Forgiveness is for you. You know what it means to forgive? It means to release. Because, see, if you owe somebody some money and they forgive the debt, that means that they are releasing the debt. See that? They are releasing. They're cutting the loss. And that's what happens when we truly forgive. We cut the loss. I ain't taking this baggage no more. And there's some of us. This is what the Lord told me this morning. We go weeks. We go months. And we even go years without forgiveness. You got to be committed to say, Lord, as soon as I'm offended, I'm going to forgive. It's a spiritual principle. You can't just do it. I'm not just going to push it to the side. I ain't going to hold on to it and catch you at the right time and get you. I'm going to forgive you of that. I'm not even going to charge you with. You know, forgiveness means to act as if it never happened.